something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus, two Baptists came to Jesus. They came from the Baptist church. And you know, I'm not against the Baptists. I'm just telling you something that happened to the Baptists. Two Baptists came to Jesus. You never read it before? Two Baptists, they came to Jesus. And Jesus didn't say, go back to your church. He didn't. Come on with me. St. John's Gospel, come on. I want to read it to you. Don't drive them back. Give them revs. Huh? I'm reading from verse 35. Chapter 1. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. Win it. See, we've got to win them. There's a lot of Christians who are not hearing anything where they are at. We don't go to their churches to try to win them from their churches. No. I'm just showing you different kinds of people. Jesus warned different kinds of people, including those who came from another church. From verse 35. Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples. Let me read it right. Again the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following. See, a lot of times we have these programs, they come following. See, as you pass through that gate, they follow you in. You know what I'm talking about. And when you look, you recognize some of them. Even the very way they move, you know they've been someplace else. See, I can tell when people hear the true word of God because they have a good self-image. They walk right. They walk fast. But when you see the one that's going like that, you know something? It's like a... See, he's been whipped, you know? When they preach a lot of judgment. You know? He looks older than his age. He's not sick, but he looks sick. You turn like Jesus. You too, come. Look at it here. So, the Bible says, verse 36, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, what seek ye? What do you want? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where do you live? Where'd you leave? He said unto them, come and see. Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Why did they wait that late? They don't want to go back. and they never went back. They remained from that day with Jesus. I like it. I said he won all kinds of people. He won them all. He won them all. That's what you ought to do. You prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. This is launch out to the deep. You prepare yourself for success. He said to us, it's a year of increase. And you know, we are increasing in every way. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing the flow of the anointing of God. Increasing our understanding. Increasing in soul winning. Increasing everywhere. This is the year of the double portion. Hallelujah. Say this with me. I am a soul winner.
I am a soul winner.
I am a soul winner. I am a partner with the Lord
for winning the world.
Now, you've got to remember that. See, even after Jesus ascended and went into heaven, he kept on winning souls. You read your Bible, Saul of Tarsus, haunting Christians, making havoc of the church. Jesus couldn't wait. He showed up. And he called him by his name. Jesus still winning souls. He's still doing the same today. And each one of us can become addicted to evangelism. See, it's something that must be burning in our hearts. It's not an option. It's our lifestyle. It's our way of living. You get it? We are born into it. That's why he put us here. I said, everything about your life must focus on winning people to Jesus Christ. Your job, your neighborhood, everything you do, everything you do, everything you do. Some of you got married for the wrong reason. See, when you get married, you should get married to join together to win people to Jesus. But when you marry for the wrong reason, you're just like everybody else. It's just like everybody else who had no vision, who's living an empty life. See? But God doesn't want you to live an empty life. Your life must count for winning people to Christ. It must count for winning people to Christ. Your whole life, your family, everything about you, your finances, everything about you must be into winning people for Jesus Christ. You must become addicted to it. We're talking about cell leaders. Okay, cell leaders. As a cell leader, what is your job? You are supposed to lead. You are a leading soul winner, leading in soul winning. Are you hearing me? I said, you are a leading soul winner. Leading in soul winning. When you find a cell leader whose life is dry and complaining about her job or his job and about the finances and so on and so forth, or other problem in this and problem in that, that's a soul winner that's not functioning. When you function, let me tell you this, when you function, a real soul winner opens his spirit to ideas. You can't be broke. When you open your spirit, see, as a soul winner, you're opening your spirit to ideas from God. He would lead you into opportunities. And not only will he lead you into opportunities, he will let you see the opportunities and give you the inspiration to act. See, listen to this. There are lots of people who see opportunities. But when they see the opportunities, they become docile. They become passive. They become uninspired. They are disabled. They cannot do anything about the opportunity. They may sing about it. They may tell everybody about the opportunity. But they themselves cannot do anything about it. Why? Because they have been disabled. Some will see opportunity and not recognize it. Yet there are those who will see an opportunity, recognize it, and have the inspiration to act on it to get the results. All that comes from God. That's the difference between the man who's a success and the man who's a failure. See, the man who's a failure is not necessarily stupid. He's not necessarily unintelligent. Sometimes they are very wise. So why don't they win in life? Because they didn't plug in to the right sockets. Plug into the socket of evangelism. Be winning people to Jesus. You will never run dry. He'll show you opportunities. He'll inspire you to recognize them. He'll motivate you to pick them up and work on them and succeed where others fail.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.